What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can run as fast as you can, but you can't catch Cal. He's Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Calvin Austin III, Memphis Tiger alumni. And it's an exciting year for our man Calvin because it's the pension year, which if you play this year, you play it out, you're eligible for that pension, which is huge.
Big time.
And you also have the best quarterback that you've ever played with.
Aaron
at least, I'll say it. You don't have to say it. But and Aaron Rodgers, man, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Man, what it do? I'm glad to be here like always. Like I said, continuing the tradition we started, what, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, when I want to say your first year.
Your first
2022.
Yeah,
so this is year four of having you in before training camp starts.
Keeping that going.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that the trend is pointing the right direction.
Oh, it definitely
is. It took some time.
It took some time that first year, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Didn't even get to get out there.
That's right.
But, you know, each year built upon it, and now we're sitting here.
Yeah.
The contract.
We've been talking about you know, you're shoving off for training camp here soon. You're starting about 10 days. But just kind of take us through this offseason, man. I mean, you have a Hall of Famer bona fide at quarterback. Just take us through the offseason.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously the offseason is just about, you know, focusing on the things that you need to focus on to get better. And it's nothing just, you know, crazy, but it's just like the little details of routes and stuff. So, you know, definitely had a good offseason training wise, and you know, mandatory mini camp those last 3 days is when we signed Aaron and stuff, and he came, and my first impression, it was crazy because like I first met him at Cam Hayward's, had a charity golf event, and you know, met him, he was super cool, chill, and then when we got out there on the field during routes on air, like, when I saw him throw the football the first time, like it looked like he had no show, no effort, but the spin of it and just like how the ball came out, I was like, it was different for real. Like it was different. But we ended up, what was that, like probably like 3 weeks ago, went out to Malibu to train with him, me, the receivers, Pat, and everybody. And that was like, that was big time because like I said, he came toward the end. So, you know, we haven't got to meet him. And
right.
We haven't got to meet him, I mean. And, you know, going into battle with your quarterback, you want to know him on a personal level. You know what I mean? And so going out there, the training, of course, was great. But, you know, just spending time at his crib, just chilling, talking, getting to know him. We went out to Nobu. That was probably one of the best experiences. Because we was just, for one, it was good food. The view was great. But just... We probably ate for like 3 hours. We were just talking for real.
So what are they bringing? Courses like over 3 hours? How do you eat 3 hours?
So yeah, they were just like bringing like basically like everything.
Everything they make in the restaurant.
Everything. And so, but the thing was like we weren't even thinking about the time because like we were real deal, like chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like talking about life, like what we think about things, just everything.
Yeah, a lot of it's a lot of change for you, man.
It is, and that's why I was like looking back at that. Like that was so pivotal going into this training camp because, like, now if you know what I'm saying, it's just I feel extremely comfortable with them. Like if I see something, I go up talk to them. If I'm something off the field, whatever, go up, joke with them, talk to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're on that level now. And just going to the season, that's chemistry and those little things you can't measure are, like, the biggest things to, like, win you those close games.
How did the – I'm curious, how did the invite to Malibu from him come, right? Because you talked about the end of minicamp, and you spend a little bit of time with him, but then he invites you to the house. So did he text y'all? Did the organization say, hey, we want to do this? How did it come about?
He texted us, put us all in a group message. We coordinated it from that, you know, like, when are y'all guys free? We trying to, you know, see when we can all get up there at the same time.
You knew it was Aaron. Did you have his number? Okay.
Yeah, he texted us, yeah. And that'd be the, you know what I'm saying, that'd be the cool thing, too, because, you know, sometimes you don't know how people going to be. You know, he could have a guy that has been at that level. You know, he could have an assistant do
it. Right.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But that's the thing. No, he hit us up, you know, and, like, that's just the cool thing about it, because even when Russ came last year, like, you know, it was a lot of things about, oh, he does this way. Man, when they, as far as I know, when Russ came in, how A-Rod came in, them guys come in, like,
right,
one of the guys.
Straight pros,
one of the guys, though, like, they're just trying to, you know what I'm saying, get to know you, you get to know them. They ain't being big time or nothing.
Right.
They coming in just humble and ready to work, and so that's why I'm like, how you approach it at just from the beginning like that, you definitely earn my respect right off the bat.
Yeah. So like, does he? You don't have to say it if you don't want to. Does he offer you ayahuasca at the house? Like, he's like, hey, like, we got it over.
I don't think we're on that level yet. I don't know. Not yet.
They say it's the most awakening you could ever get.
Really, I don't see. That's the thing. I don't know if
you don't even need to get down like that.
I don't need to get down like that.
No, especially in this very important.
That's a very important year.
I don't even worry about the field, huh?
Man, what you said.
Well, that's what Aaron thinks. It helps him on the field. You know, he has in the past. He has. He takes these retreats. You know, but no, that may be just an Aaron Rodgers, experiment there.
Yeah, I was about to say one thing about it though that I learned just from like being with him, talking to him. He's super smart. You can tell that, like, he reads a lot and just have a lot of knowledge of things. That's why I said we were, like, there. We were just, like, talking. Like, all of us, we're just, like, we were talking about literally everything. And so it was just cool to just not talk. We talked about football some because, like I said, mm-hmm. I was, you know, I grew up a Cowboys fan because of my dad. So we kind of had some heartbreak moments with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So, you know, I had to bring it up to him. I'm like, man, you broke
pain
my heart.
Running deeper than the ocean.
What? For real? And like, but what was crazy was he was remembering, like, and spitting out the exact play and everything and why they did it. Because I was recounting the one where he ran sideline, threw it to the tight end, and they went on the field, kicked the field goal to beat the Cowboys. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, we called that boom, dash, left. We talked about it during the walkthrough the day before. Went out there and executed. I'm not
8-3 against the Cowboys.
Wow.
In the regular season and playoffs.
He owned the Cowboys and Bears. But that's why I was just saying, just, like, being around him, like, actually getting to know him, you can tell just how smart he was and how personable he was.
Did he know anything about you? Like, was he familiar with what you did on the field? Like, I know all about what you bring.
Yeah, so he was saying, of course, my speed and stuff, and then he was mentioning, you know, how I made those tough catches over the middle and stuff and can take a hit. So, and that's what I feel like a guy like A-Rod, he a guy that just, you know, is a football guy. So he definitely, like, one thing about him, we was out there training, he was like, he know, like, all of us on receivers can run, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And so he definitely had to have done his research on us. So, you know, because at the end of the day, like, you know, obviously this is Arthur Smith's offense, but he definitely has some things that he like as well that I think would be incorporated.
In terms of and we know he's had some great relationships with his receivers, and there's, you know, there have been times where it doesn't matter who his receivers are, you're going to be great because you're playing with Aaron Rodgers. In terms of what he wants from you, was reading a little bit about what you've said about this, like what he wants from his receivers in terms of the relationship. play free? Like, how did, in terms of things he was saying, Calvin, I want you to do this more. Like, where were some of those things in terms of pointers?
The primary thing he said is to be open on the time of his feet, which means, like, if it's like a 3-step drop, 5-step drop, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be open on that footwork
right there.
Timing. And so, like, but by saying that, he's basically saying anything else, but in between that, that's all you. Whatever release you want to do, I'm not going to tell you, you know, I want you to do Nah. If you get open by, you know, going outside instead of inside, just be open on the timing of his feet. You know what I'm saying? And so as receivers, that's what we love to hear, because now we like, okay, we can get down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't have to force this release or force this. You know what I'm saying? We can just go out there and play. And, you know, when you got a guy like A-Rod, obviously he done it at the highest level and is a Hall of Famer. So all he's saying is get open and I'm going to get you the ball. You know what I'm saying? So
sound like it's coming out on that 3 or that 5.
It's coming
you
out.
You just be open and
get your head around.
Yeah. Also, you know, you're getting a 1 in DK.
Yes, sir.
Now, I mean, look, George certainly had his moments. He would be a 1 at times, like, but I would say more inconsistent than DK has been over his career. What does that open up, having him?
I mean, for one, obviously DK just being out there is going to command a double team, attention. And so that, for one, is just going to open up the offense even more. And just his work ethic, because when we was out there, like, I remember it was me, Scotty, and Roman. We had already finished and was down, and he had ran a go ball. And I was like, bro, to see his knee drive and, like, to be that big running, that, you know what I'm saying, powerful but with grace, like, I was like, oh, if I'm a DB, yeah, I'm for sure, you know what I'm saying, backing out and going to be a little, you know, iffy. But, you know, just for his work ethic, and he's just a cool guy. You know, he's from the SIP, so, you know what I'm saying, right up the street. But he's definitely going to bring a good, you know, explosive option to the offense.
Did you see, and you're talking about the options and wrinkles, you've got Arthur Smith, who you're familiar with. When Aaron gets in there, and many, can you see the different stuff that now Arthur can open up to and run because it's Aaron? I mean, y'all've had some. I mean, Russell Wilson's probably gonna go to the Hall of Fame, so it's not like you've had some,
right,
you know, scrubs in there. But with Aaron, and like you said, he's made every throw in the NFL. He's played in every game. Could you see, without giving too much away, could you see these components of Arthur's offense, these other spots opening up, these other things?
Oh yeah, for sure. Just in terms of just you know. It could be the exact same concept, but, you know, Aaron is thinking, you know, this backside guy who they really ain't thinking about is a liable option on this route.
Yep.
That's the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the option that you really is like, okay, that's kind of a dead route. Not really, it's kind of dead route, but you would think it is. That's for him is like the one he's looking
he's
at that one.
He's capitalizing on stuff that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, he's one of the probably the greatest to throw the football, like to throw a football, just the spiral and everything. So like his thing is like he's gonna trust his arm. So it's not like a route where it's like, I don't think I can. Nah, he know he can get it there. So it's like on every single play, every route is
every
option.
Route's
and
live.
That's not just talk, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like he's gonna actually throw it.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
We're talking to Calvin Austin III, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, getting ready for training camp. Nice enough to stop in, as we've done every single year. You guys haven't had a losing season since you stepped in here.
Haven't.
Now, that hasn't happened in the last 15 either. But
before either. Huh?
We're going to take some credit. Now, I feel like if we were like ranking Calvin Austin III fans, it would probably go like parents, mom and dad, and they would go your receiver coach. Every time I see your receiver coach talking about you, bro, it's like he just raves about you in a way like you don't hear. NFL coaches tend to be like kind of hard ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, he needs to do this in a run game. Like your wide receiver coach, Zach Azani.
Yes, go Z. Yes, sir.
Bro, he's like, he gets all over the field. He bites your face off in the run game. Yeah. Like, do you feel that from him? Like, it just feels like every time he gets an opportunity, he just shows love.
Yeah, and I feel like the big reason is just because, I mean, his story, he came from Central Michigan. He had a lot of stops, but he done had to get to where he's at from, like, working hard and grinding. Because, you know, if you're a former receiver and want to get into coaching, you got your resume that can hold up for you. You know, like, even if you may not even be a good coach, but, you know, if you were got a resume and then done it at this level,
yep,
they'll you know what I'm saying, it's pretty much, it's a little easier for you to get a job. So with Coach Z, he didn't have to fight his way to get to this level. And, he tells us every day, like, he has this, like, a little paper of all the other receiver coaches to remind him that, like, he did, like, everybody wants your job, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why he every day is like pushes himself and pushes us, because he know people are chasing him. And, like, and he just sees that about me, obviously being a walk-on, you know, working hard, but not just working hard, but, like, even though there's been, like, obviously the injury and, like, last year I had, like, good moments and stuff. Like, regardless of all of that, I've been the same person, continued to work hard. And, like, that's why I say, like, I tell people I take practice serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I mean, obviously for the Steelers you have to, but, like, that's from being a walk-on, that's how I was able to earn a scholarship, show what I can do. And so I literally have the same mindset when I'm at practice. So, like, there's never a shortcut. And, you know, I think Coach recognizes that, because, I mean, you get to this level and, you know, it sometimes can get easy to, you know, slip off and not be that same person with that same grind and mentality that got you to this point.
Yep.
And so I just continuously try to remind myself, you know, and just be that same person. And I think he recognizes that.
Clearly he does, and he gets to see you every day. What's it feel like to get, I was mentioning this to you off air before you came in, you know, this national love, had Peter Schrager on Get Up, the old NFL Network analyst who's now at ESPN. He was listing his top five guys in the NFL to make the biggest leap in 2025, and you were the highest rated player other than highest rated non-quarterback on the list. You were number three on his list behind Penix and Drake May, ahead of any other non-QB. You just talked about all the work that's had to go into this. How does it feel to get that kind of, you know, sort of shout out? Expectations coming with that too, mm-hmm. but to get that, you know, sort of notoriety.
I would say it's both rewarding and humbling. Like, because, like, I'm not going to lie, I sometimes go back and forth, because, like you said, this offseason has been a lot more, you know, a lot of praise, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, like, part of me, so, like, I take a step back and I realize, you know, how God has guided me and allowed me to get to this point from, you know, being undersized, walk on, did track, all of that stuff, to be in this moment. So that makes me appreciate and be just extreme, makes me be appreciative and just feel extremely blessed. But, you know, also I also take a step back and, you know, like, kind of, you know, push all that away and just remind myself that the only reason I'm getting this, you know, this attention and praise is because of the work that I put in, and that to continue it is to just continue to work, you know? So I definitely, because I feel like that is some of the trap that a lot of people fall into, is like when you get that praise, you just reading it and like, man, I am, you know,
I made it.
I
get complacent.
Because
now I made it.
Yourself on the back. Right. But it's like, that's when you like have to like, you have to like actively push that back. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you can't just be like, nah, I'm not thinking about it. No, I know it's there. I see it. But I also know that to get that and to get more and to be who I really am, like, I have to continue to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I always remind myself and, like, put at the forefront.
It's the professional mentality.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do
definitely.
You watch, like, or have you watched the receiver show?
I watched receiver, and I know quarterback been the new season. I haven't finished that one, but, I watched the receiver
and
show.
And, like, when you, like, I mean, is that, did they do a pretty good job of depicting, you know, life?
I think they did a great job, honestly, because, like, I think they showed a good aspect of, like, you know, the ups and the downs on the field, off the field. Because just being a receiver, it's obviously, I feel like the receivers are probably, like, the most, like, drama-oriented of any position, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like some of that comes from just, like, your competitive nature. You're going against a defensive back every play, and I feel like DBs are just by nature annoying and, you know, confident.
Yep.
And so I think it did a good job just because, for one, like, I remember showing Justin Jefferson when he got hit over the middle.
Yep.
Like, you know, his ribs, like, that's some of the stuff, like, you don't think about necessarily, but, you know, them showing it and, like, knowing that, yeah, it hurt, but, like, you got to still, you know, push through that because you the guy. You the guy that, because, I mean, in this day and age in the NFL, like, the best teams and how to move the ball is to get, you know, you establish a run, but chunk plays eliminate a lot of risk for anything. You know what I'm saying? You get an 80-yard touchdown, you don't have a chance to throw an interception or fumble or anything. And so receivers are a big proponent of that. And so, you know, I think it was cool just to see, you know, life on the field and off the field because, like I said, it's a lot that goes into it.
I know one thing we keep hearing is Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Austin III going to have a big season. One of the storylines has been is should Mike Tomlin be on a hot seat? You know, they get to the playoffs, but they haven't won a game in so long. Is that stuff that you also have to tune out? Are y'all at a point now where you've heard it so much, you're rolling your eyes at it? I mean, you are, after all, one of the best divisions in football. Sort of how are you looking at expectations for Steelers and folks saying, man, they got to get a little bit further than they have here recently?
Yeah, I think we definitely, like, as a team, like, kind of just ignored that one because when the coach comes in that Wednesday morning and outlines how the exact game is going to go, what's their offensive coordinator mindset, what's their defensive coordinator mindset, what they're going to do on special teams to try and beat us, and the game goes exactly like that. I mean, who, like, we can't come in and be like, man, I don't know, coach may not be getting – He gave it all. He literally told us how it was going to be. Like, he's giving us the game.
Yep.
So at that point, it's just on us about executing, you know? And so I feel like that's probably the last thing we kind of think about because, you know, we have that trust in Coach T that he's going to have us ready. And at the bottom line, we're going to have the knowledge and the knowledge to going into the game of what we need to do to get done. And if it doesn't get done, you know, the only person you can blame is yourself.
Yeah. Well, I do need to. You already got the pension. You already got it.
Good.
Yeah, because your first year you were on injured reserve, right?
Yeah. So that counts. Yeah.
So you've got three. So he's done. No matter what happens the rest of the way, hopefully 10, 15 years.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But you got the pension, man. I mean that. I know.
Crazy.
It's we there's more on the table that we're coming for.
For sure.
But it's nice to know, man. 3 years. From a walk-on to get an NFL pension.
That's the thing. It's funny because, like, people be asking me, like, sometimes, like, you know, what are your, like, goals in NFL, this and that? And, like, I literally had to, like, make goals and stuff for the NFL because, like, my whole from being a walk-on, like, my whole dream was just to get here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, this was my goal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I did it.
So it's like, when I got here, it's like, okay, now it's like I'm here. And then I would say just like seeing the potential of the amount of success I can have just from outworking guys. Like, that's what I realized when I got here. I'm like, man, you can real deal. Like, okay, everybody ain't working hard. So if I work harder, I can pass people. And so, like, that made me just even more, like, you know, have new goals, like, going to this season. Last season, actually, since I had played the year before, going to last season, I was like, okay, I want to do this. And it's like, you know, each year is just like a new rewriting of goals almost.
Yeah. I mean, again, when you get there and you didn't think you'd get there, like, yo, this was it.
This was it.
Now,
yeah.
But you gotta keep going. More to do, as they say.
Big time.
It's a big year, man. We're pulling for you.
Always.
And we love having you in here every offseason. This is going to be the biggest one yet.
Amen.
This is going to be it.
Sure.
I mean, you're already tracking, man.
Yeah. Bro, when we saw your name this morning, we were like, man, this is you. But then, to your point, we like, man, got to try to stay calm.
That's
here.
Right. That's right.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Crazy expectation.
But, I mean, you got to, you know, one of the most prolific quarterbacks to ever, you know, play the game. It seems like it's gonna happen for you, man. Appreciate you coming in, as always.
I appreciate y'all, as always.
He's Calvin Austin III, getting ready for his fourth season as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.